the last game was a Jekyll and Hyde performance. Obviously, if we play anywhere like we played in the first half, the game will be over at half-time, as it nearly was v Monaghan. But we'll obviously try and focus on the positives of the second half and try and start that way. But it's going to be hugely difficult against a very physically strong Donegal outfit.
But it shows great character to come, 9 points down?
Yeah, but it begs the question is what on earth happened in the first half? You know, it's definitely a lot of head scratching done, and we'll be obviously trying to put that right, and a lot of thought going into that over the next 2 weeks. But if we can play a wee bit more like in the second half performance for 70 minutes, we might give ourselves a chance.
And of course, you did bring on Benny Coulter, as you mentioned there. You know, crucial as well to have him fit now for the final.
Well, yeah, look, Benny's an inspirational player through down Ulster and Ireland, and look, he probably shouldn't have been near the playing field at all. He hadn't trained at any stage with the team, and it was a punt at that stage. We needed something, and he gave us exactly what we needed, inspiration.
I suppose it's a good way to go into a final too, I suppose, having to ask yourself a lot of questions about the previous game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, we know we're going in as underdogs, and they don't need me to try and play any mind games as regards that. Look, Donegal have proven over the last 18 months that they're a vastly improved team, and they're certainly one of the picks for Sam Maguire, but we'll be trying to spring an upset.
Do you make it Donegal this year? You've said already that they're one of the favourites for the All-Ireland. We take that with maybe a pinch of salt from a lot of people, but what genuinely do you feel of Donegal this year?
Well, there's a physicality condition about them. They're well drilled. They've two banks of defence, one set up around the middle of the park, and then the half-back line, which the set up being very rigidly, and as soon as they win the ball back, they break at pace, probably even more so than they did last year. I think they do have more forwards in the forward line to and certainly with Frank McGlynn and these guys breaking from the half back line, you know, if you let three or four of them break, it's very hard to stop, as they showed with probably Colin McFadden's goal in the Derry game, when they just possessed Derry around the middle of the field, and then they had four or five men breaking, and even Carl Lacey, who was 20 yards behind the play, trying to get up there as well. So look, they'll break at speed. It's definitely they're getting more scores on the board, and they've probably have a confidence and an aura about them that Jim has you know, drilled into their heads, and he's probably using a bit of the media as well, that they seem to have taken over the Kildare mantra, that they're the best conditioned team in Ireland, which is very good media use by Jim. But like, he's I don't want to say brainwash the players, but like they believe in what they've been told, and they're carrying it out to exactly the way he wants it done.
So we have always the feeling, from looking from outside anyway, that the more down progress in the championship, you get more confident and play with a bit more of a swagger.
Look, if other people believe that, that is great. The play in their minds, it's probably, if you were to look at history, it's maybe a bit of a myth. But you know, our Ulster Championship record over the last 10 years has been very, very poor, and it's something that we've put a huge emphasis on to try and put right. We're in a final. The only way you're going to be remembered is if you win it. The losers in the Ulster final over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of counties who thought getting to the final made progress and would kick on, and it has actually meant nothing. So look, we're out to win it. Jim and Donegal are out to win it, and look, we'll see what happens on the day.